Here's where some of China's money has gone in Africa. It has improved roads and infrastructure. It's poured into copper mines and oil fields, and it has boosted the economies of several African nations, all in exchange for Africa's natural resources. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports on how this relationship looks now from Africa.
In most parts of Africa, 20 years ago, kung fu kick flicks like this movie and Chinese restaurants were the staple diet from China. But that changed with the arrival of Chinese traders. Adama Gai, author of a new book called China, Africa, The Dragon and the Ostrich, remembers their arrival in his own country, Senegal, in the 1980s. He says now they're ubiquitous.
Contrary to the first wave of colonialism by the Western nation, European nations, through the barrels of the guns or by using the Bible to convert people, this time around China came in a stealthy way in Africa with ordinary people who started coming to start small businesses. Everywhere Chinese are around.
Traders compete for customers at the central market here in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa. On show are rows and rows of Chinese consumer goods you find stacked up on shop shelves all over Africa. China, China, all from China, says Chantal Kaiba, a Congolese trader, sweeping her arms across the goods for sale on her market stall. Kettles, plates, cutlery, and an array of cooking pots. Pondo, chips in another trader, Bean Zuzi, using a market expression meaning cheap fakes to describe the Chinese items on sale. That's one of the main concerns here in Africa, that cheap Chinese imports are flooding the continental market. Garth Shelton of South Africa's Wits University says there's a huge trade imbalance that favors China, with a population double the size of Africa's.
We need to ensure that our relationship with China benefits both sides. We do find that China seems to have the major advantage. We're engaging a very large economy of 1.3 billion people. The advantage must be in their favor, so we need to be very careful in our engagement with China.
They are smart partners. They are very clever. They are saying the nice thing.
Author Adama Gai says China is virtually irresistible when it comes knocking at Africa's door, offering trade, low-level interest loans, and massive investment.
They come in and they present their introduction to Africa in a diplomatic way, saying that we are here for mutual benefit, mutual profit. We are the biggest underdeveloped nation dealing with the biggest underdeveloped continent. And China is saying start an east-south relationship.
Across town from the central market here in Kinshasa, Congolese traders are selling brightly printed cloth popular throughout West and Central Africa. Here, too, cheaper Chinese textiles have muscled in on what used to be a flourishing local industry. But that's globalization, says elegantly dressed Enriqueta Salvador, as she selects from yards of patterned fabric on offer.
Yes, these days you find lots of printed cloth from China all over Africa. That's free markets for you. People complain that it's poor quality. But if you know how to take care of this Chinese fabric, it lasts a long time.
And China's new relationship with Africa looks set to last. But Africans are mindful of the continent's painful colonial past with current competing foreign interests here. Speaking at the African Union summit earlier this year, the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's words served as a reminder.
The first scramble for Africa was for land, territories, natural resources, and slaves. We are still feeling the devastating impact of that period. Let not history repeat itself.
Ordinary Africans will be watching carefully to see how their leaders and China, the emerging superpower and the continent's newfound friend, behave. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Kinshasa.
Thank you.